brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here's the deal. I'm going to take a bunch of calls in this segment, the next, and I'm news blitzing until the end of the hour if I have to cover all the news. Thank you for joining us. Obama says he'll legalize the illegal aliens, do whatever he wants. He'll ban your guns without law. He'll shut down your power plant. He'll launch wars. He's God. And the neocon media isn't even making a big deal out of it, hardly. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Florida. You're on the air, Steve. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, Alex. First of all, I just wanted to say that I have a good suggestion for a theme along the lines of, you know, you're talking about the Obama Joker posters and the new one that you're coming up with. And I think the title under it should be Obamney 213, Tyranny in Overdrive. Because, you know, Obama and Romney, you've got no difference, and that's all it's going to be is the acceleration of the tyranny. So, Obamney 2013, Tyranny in Overdrive. But I also wanted to say, you had done this excellent interview last week with James Wesley Rawls, and I went to his website, survivalblog.com, and he has a link there to what happened in Waco in 93. Everybody needs to look at this. It's a two-part documentary called Waco, The Rules of Engagement. It's excellent.
Yeah, they sent in the Delta Force to murder the children as well. The order was kill them all, including one-year-old babies. With pleasure, they did.
Yeah, and here's the thing. You know, there's a religious aspect of that because, you know, they were a quote-unquote Christian cult. Mount Carmel, because that in the Bible in the Old Testament is where Elijah met the prophets of Baal, and the fire came down and took the sacrifice showing who the real God was. So they took that to the extreme. Okay, well, we'll just, you know, they've called it this, so we'll just make it for real, you know, as far as what we're going to do. But I wanted to say everybody needs to look at that and just replace the name of David Koresh or Vernon Howell with your own name and your church's name with the name of Branch Davidians, because the thing is, you know, there's people, wow, you know, they were called, they got what they deserved, blah, blah, blah.
No. The ATF on in that video, it's their own footage, they said we're going to get more funding, we picked a group so we can then go after any churches we want. They picked it to be the rollout of a new war against the American people, and it backfired. You see, the good news is, as this stuff gets worse and worse, it's going to backfire. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, my friend.
Well, I just got so angry watching this out. And the thing that really angered me the most was seeing the FBI special agent testifying before Congress, as well as these other clowns, blatantly contradicting all the expert testimony and lying through their teeth. And here they show the photos of these people, especially the children, burned to death in this fire. That's your children, folks.
And the feds started the fire. It's all on tape. And then they pose with skulls of the children and others. Very manly.
I mean, you're right. These people, they have no conscience. They get joy out of doing this stuff. And, you know, and if these people are enforcers, and like you said, they're going to take their pensions, they're going to give their family cancer. But these people at the top of the pyramid, I'll tell you something. There's a place waiting for them called hell, and that's where they're going to burn for all eternity. But in the meantime, we need to stop standing down and start standing up to this tyranny, because if we don't, like you said, I mean, this isn't just about, like, the situation with Rand Paul and Ron Paul. This isn't just about a presidential election. This is about the survival of our nation and our race. And, I mean, these people are dead serious. They want to exterminate us all through their eugenics program.
Well said, Steve. Well said. All right, Nate, Randy, Doris, Chris, and others, your calls are straight ahead. 800-259-9231. And I will discipline myself. I will news blitz. A little. little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, coming up, in his own words, Obama says he is a Constitution-violating dictator. We've also got other really bizarre news with the nanny state I'm going to be going over. And we'll look at the big financial news. The word is Goldman Sachs is saying QE3, quantitative easing 3, will begin in 1 week. And that will mean massively increased inflation. But right now, let's go through your calls as quickly as possible. Nate in New Jersey, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Hey, good to be with you. Listen, Alex, I gotta tell you, you say about how people are waking up. I've got a friend of mine who's younger than me. He's 16 years old, goes to the government re-education camps known as public school. He went on an incredible rant about just how awake he is and realizing that public schools today are a joke. And my other friend of mine, I mean, he's not a big reader of yours, but he just went on an amazing rant. I just listening to two of my friends who are around my age, and I think, you know, college-age kids are probably the easiest to wake up, because I get people who come up to me and they say, "They, you know, Nate, you post the most interesting news stories. Why? Which generation do you think is the easiest to wake up, or, you know, easiest to wake up, would you say? Hello?
Well, your phone, yeah, your phone's pretty bad. I'm making out most of it. What was the last point? What of our generation or what generation is the easiest to wake up?
Yeah.
I think it varies widely, but most folks, if they're older, are either already awake or they're in denial and will never wake up. So obviously young people are the group to target. But look, someone can seem like they're completely asleep, and you say things to them that make them wake up a month later, but you never talk to them again. It's all part of planting seeds. And or you can wake somebody up right there on the spot. If somebody gets angry at you, that means they're a lot closer to waking up than if they just laugh at you. And again, we don't need everybody. Some people just are stupid. Everybody is awake to a certain extent nowadays. Because so much of this agenda is out in the open. It's just instead of denying all the tyranny, they say the tyranny is good or make excuses for it. And like you said, I'm seeing people everywhere spontaneously awaken. Because the deeper the sleep, sometimes you can really come out of it quick. Anything else?
Well, first of all, you mentioned yourself, Glenn Beck and Matt Drudge, as sort of like a chairman of the alternative media. Do you know of this guy by the name of Ben Swan?
No, and I've heard that name. Somebody called him like a month ago about it.
Yeah, because he is a reporter for the local news station in Cincinnati, Ohio. He was one of the few people to break mostly Ron Paul-centered stories, but he also reported on the NDAA.
Oh, yeah, he's a younger guy with dark hair.
Yeah, homeschooled.
Yeah, no, I've seen that fella. Yeah, there's all sorts of local people who are telling the truth and getting huge audiences. That's the thing. Local news directors are discovering, you talk about liberty and freedom, suddenly it's popular. So just from a market base, they're letting more and more people get on the air and tell the truth. Great points. Good to hear from you. Yeah, look, all of us just need to get out there and start speaking out. Let me tell you, this Obama thing is going to be big. I'm going to come up with a couple of poster designs. One of them is dictator trash or dictator scum, Obama's face with a Hitler mustache, because that will really make the system go crazy. You got to get them real mad, like a red cake to the bull, because it's their attack that's going to get the attention. I know the White House listens. You're not going to be able to stop the local media from covering this. Okay, you're not in full control. In their zest to defend you, they will be defeated. And then Infowars.com on the bottom. But we should also do that famous poster from 96 of Tony Blair, black and white photo, black cut out across his eyes with demon eyes, and then say, dictator demon, Infowars.com. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And folks, don't wait. Make your own. Use the ones we come up with. Whoever hangs up the most and sends them to contest at Infowars.com. By Friday night, hang them, shoot video, Friday night, I'll announce Monday evening on the nightly news next week who the winner is, $5,000, legal and lawful areas. And then, oh, we're not going to stop there. The next Friday, it could be the same person, whoever does the most, but two different events, $10,000. Look, I don't want to just take the money we've accrued and do nothing with it. People are like, $10,000. Folks, you couldn't pay $10,000 to get a local news station to do a 3-minute report on you. We'll probably get 50 to 100 or more stations to cover this. This will be $1 million, $2 million in advertising for the truth. So before people say, well, that's a big prize. Look, I could say just do it, the listeners would. I want to put some competition in this. I will defile your scumbag dictator. I will resist. People are like, aren't you afraid? I'm afraid of them winning. I'm afraid of not living to my full potential. I'm afraid of being a coward. I mean, listen, wild horses cannot drag me away here. We're going to the next level around here in the fight against tyranny. Doris in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Well, I just wanted to talk about the reason that I think people are... they're afraid of the de facto government.
No. They're afraid. You should be afraid of letting them win, people. The danger is in not fighting back. The danger is in going along with this, you idiots. Sorry, go ahead.
They fear the de facto government, and I went down to my local councilman, if you want to call it that. I came under such persecution and such torment that I ended up having to pay $5,000, which it was well worth it. The guy from the Daily Caller that called out Obama the other day.
Yes.
He was a patriot, and Chris Matthews on Fox News said he should never be allowed to be in the press corps again. That's what we're dealing with. People like Chris Matthews telling people what to think. He's a modern-day Pharisee.
Well, look, what I did a decade ago, confronting politicians in press conferences and getting arrested and stuff, that We Are Change has taken to the 10th level of magnitude, now is going to make people like Daily Caller that are competing with us start doing that. And that's great, because I'm not in competition with them. They think I'm in competition with them. I want them to be 10 times bigger than InfoWars.com. I just want to have a future here. And that's what we need, is to stop going and having Obama shovel lies at us. It's like that congressman that called him a liar in the State of the Union. He is a big, fat liar. It's time to call them out for what they are. In fact, that's another one. Dictator liar. And show Obama with a big Pinocchio nose. InfoWars.com. Dictator demon. Show Obama as a demon. InfoWars.com. And dictator scum or trash with a Hitler mustache. Defile the trash. Laugh at them. Hate them. Openly discuss what filth and illegitimate they are. Stop being afraid. God bless you, man. Great points. You're absolutely right. It is time to stop being afraid. It is time to stop being afraid. It is time to stop being afraid. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm not afraid.
Good.
And I have two recommendations for guests for you to have on. If one of them is still alive, he was awesome. You've had him on before, Dr. John Coleman.
Yeah, I've wanted him back on, Coleman. Yeah, I think he's still alive. Good guy. He's in health problems. Yeah, the former MI6 guy. Excellent source. We'll get him on.
Committee 300. I believe you had him on. You featured him in Obama Deception, Professor Griff. He's real good. I've been following him over the years.
Yeah, no, I mean, Professor Griff has plugged InfoWars to the LA Times. He's plugged Obama Deception at concerts. And then every time we're about to get him on, those guys are always busy. It's like we'll be contacted in KRS-One. Hey, KRS-One will come on. And then it never happens. And I understand being busy. I'm the same way now. It's hard to do interviews and stuff. But I would like to get Professor Griff, KRS-One on. Who else?
Oh, and there's another guy that I know. I talk to all these guys personally, but I don't know if he does the political stuff so much anymore.
I got to let you go, man. You're saying, who?
I'm sorry. It was just those two, but can I make a comment real quick, Alex, why I got fired from my job for bringing up the flu shot?
Oh, really? Tell me.
Okay. There was a doctor, and he was talking about flu shots, and I work at a treatment center, and he was extolling basically why the HPV shot was good, and he said he was going to give it to his 7-year-old boy whether he wanted it or not. And even though I work there, I have to sit in on these lectures, and I have to kind of bite my tongue. But finally, I had to say something, because when he said that, I was just like, you know, I couldn't stop. I couldn't.
Oh, no. They know that it brain damages children in utero when they're pregnant. Until 4 years ago, it said don't give it. Now they try to force women who are pregnant to take the shot. It's like part of the mental illness. Now that we're giving them heat over all their evil, they're going further, going, really? We'll give it to pregnant women. I'm sorry. So this scumbag fired you?
So I got fired for speaking up in the middle of the lecture because I started saying that the HPV, you know, it had the virus in it, that it didn't protect anyone.
Well, you know
it,
what you do now, brother, and I'm sorry I griped at you. I'm just really irritable today. What you do is you go bullhorning him once a week. You start hanging flyers up all over the area. You get aggressive. They hit us, we hit back 100 times. That's the name of the game. That's what it's all about. That's what 1776 is. We want to get hit. We want to get attacked. Give it to us.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less, guaranteed.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why they created T-Gen. It contains an all-natural ingredient that will safely boost your testosterone. You need healthy levels of testosterone to have a good mood and a positive, energetic mind. Call now and receive a free bottle of T-Gen. Call 800-577-8644 right now for more details. Call 800-577-8644 for your free one-month supply. That's 800-577-8644 for your free bottle now. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait. Call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Call now.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
All right, News Blitz in the next segment. And I'm getting really excited about this Obama contest. Get your video shot, uploaded, of hanging out and handing out flyers in legal and lawful areas of Obama as dictators. Hitler, Mao, Stalin, but with the words dictator scum, Infowars.com on it. We're going to make some versions you're welcome to use. $5,000 will be the first round. And then next Friday, you got to have it in by next Friday, $10,000, $15,000 in prizes. I haven't even written up the exact rules yet. It'll be up after the show today. I am sick of sitting around and playing games. If every listener we've got will print these off, even if you're not going to get in the contest, and hang a bunch up around town, it is going to make the system hopping mad. Hopping mad. And when they go to our site, the media calls will explain he's a dictator. He's a criminal, legalizing the illegals, the wars, all of it. Let's talk to Randy in Ohio. Randy, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to share some information that I had found that I think other info warriors would appreciate. I found online on Netflix, there was a show called Ethos, Woody Harrelson, kind of like it's like a documentary. It goes over all the same stuff that you talk about, and it's kind of more like an introductory. I mean, he's a latecomer to the game, talking about the truth. But
no, I mean, I know Woody Harrelson.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
That last time we were talking to him, he was ready to come on, but he's always like, when I finish this movie, I mean, I'm in a movie with him. I'm in Scanner Darkly. He's awake to a lot of things, but sure, go ahead.
He drops a couple names that I found pretty interesting. One of them is Edward Bernays, the nephew of Sigmund Freud.
Yeah, the father of propaganda.
There you go. And when you know the playbook that they're using, it's a lot easier to see through their lies. So between him and Walter Lippmann, they pretty much built this whole propaganda machine. He wrote a book called Propaganda, and he developed a tool called Engineering of Consent. Basically, we are scumbag citizens, and we don't deserve the right to have a choice. We need to be influenced.
No, he's the guy that got it to change it from the Department of War to the Department of Defense. And he's the guy that got women to smoke cigarettes. He's the guy that helped break up the family. Have you seen my film Terror Storm or any of our special reports on Edward Bernays over the last decade?
I have not seen the ones on Edward Bernays. I've seen The Police State and a couple other ones on YouTube, and I thought they were excellent. But
I'm not like going, hey, we covered Edward Bernays first. Hey, come on. No, I mean, that's where Woody Harrelson learned about all that stuff. But listen, good to hear from you, brother. Let's go to Brenda in Montana. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'm calling from the great state of Montana. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller, Prison Planet TV member.
Thank you.
And I'm a little confused. I've got a question for you. With all this evidence that's out there concerning Obama's birth certificate and the fact that he was not eligible to become a president, why hasn't any, I don't care if a Republican, Democrat, presidential candidate, anybody gone full bore against this dictator and get him impeached and all of his executive orders and all the rules that he's made and laws that he's helped pass, including Obamacare, will be thrown out the door? Why?
I'll tell you why. Because Bush was involved in a fast and furious operation as well, and I predicted that when Holder got in trouble, he would use that, and he did. It wasn't hard to predict. People are like, how did you do that? Well, I mean, it's Bush was doing similar things from our sources, so Holder's going to know about that. Each administration that leaves has the files on everybody. And so the Clintons have the files on Bush. You know, the Bush that came before them, and Bush has the files on them, and then Bush Jr. has the files, and Obama has the files. And so they all know where the bodies are buried. And so once things get to that level of corruption, nobody can begin to try to reverse any of it because everybody has dirt on the others. You know what a Mexican standoff is, right?
Yes.
That's where just everybody is pointing guns at each other in a circle, and no one can pull the trigger. Nobody can put their gun down because it's a Mexican standoff. That's what happens with corruption, is a giant Mexican standoff.
That's why, I mean, I'm really devastated about this whole Ron Paul and Rand Paul thing, but how come they didn't come up to the forefront with this in the beginning of their campaigns and you know, stand next to Sheriff Rapo and say, you know, this guy...
Well, I mean, I get why they didn't really get into that, because you can't 100% prove it one way or the other. You can prove, though, he says the UN runs our military. You can prove he's saying the illegals are legal outside of law. You can prove he has the ATF saying they're going to ban all semi-autos just because they feel like it, no law. I mean, that's total illegal big government war against us. So I don't criticize people that cover the birther issue. We've covered it. And I think clearly Obama's not who he says he is. But just because we don't know who he is, we don't know exactly who he isn't, you see. We're not sure who he is. We just know he's not who he says he is. Stay with us. News Blitz coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Do you have a cell phone? Does your wireless cell phone provider allow you to get your service for free? How much money would free cell phone service save you? Introducing SellWealthForLife.com, the best-kept secret in the $210 billion cell phone industry. Imagine unlimited cell phone service, free every month, and get paid helping others do the same. Would you rather pay your cell phone bill to your provider every month, or would you rather pay yourself plus earn free services with SellWealthForLife.com? Yes, free unlimited calling, texting, and web access nationwide could be yours before you pay your next cell phone bill. Watch our video at sellwealthforlife.com, spelled C-E-L-L-W-E-A-L-T-H for life.com, or call our recorded hotline for details at 559-546-1046, 559-546-1046. It's time to stop paying your cell phone bill and start making some serious money with sellwealthforlife.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 18th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,621.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,662.50, $831.25 for a half ounce, or $415.62 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,662.50, $831.25, and $415.62.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Going back, let me just dive in randomly here in the stacks because there's so much we haven't gotten to yet today. Look at this. Google reports alarming rise in censorship by governments. That's the London Guardian. Isn't that funny? Google itself has worked with governments to censor. But it's just talking about governments that aren't basically letting it, the NSA, come in and take control. That's what they're discussing. So, Google is against SOPA, but then they support, at least on the surface, the other legislation. There's a report here out of the Washington Post, In the Shadows. So what is America's cyber war policy? And then it goes over the Stuxnet. And in the same article, they discuss giving up our rights on the Internet, basically, because of things like Stuxnet, which they admit the U.S. government created along with Israel. Just amazing. Brainwashing type stuff that's going on. 35 hurt, 7 killed in Chicago shootings. I thought almost a total gun ban in the city would make it milk and honey with your mafia government. Weekend violence didn't stop for President Obama's Chicago visit. And now all of America can be like Chicago, I guess. Rodney King, after decades of drug problems and other issues, was found dead at the bottom of a swimming pool. And they have not discovered the exact cause of that yet. I did some reports over the weekend on this subject. 9-year-old girl banned from taking photos. And I wrote with a YouTube video I did, when a 9-year-old Scottish girl took photos of the prison food she was being fed at the local re-education camp, slave commanders banned her photo taking. That's what the schools are, basically prison, re-education, indoctrination centers. So people are like, well, is it really a re-education camp? Yeah, that's what they are. Martha Payne stood her ground and the Orwellian ban was removed. This is a microcosm of the fight we all face daily against control freaks worldwide. Say no to pushy people in government and in private life or become slaves. This is the history of the world. When good people let scum boss them around in the name of safety, we let the worst take over society. Now, that's what I wrote about it. Here's the Daily Mail. Girl 9, who became internet sensation with a picture blog of her terrible school dinners, is silenced by counsel, only for them to make a U-turn 24 hours later after Twitter backlash. And she was getting donations for poor people. She was pointing out that the food looks like some space food or something. And government instinct was, shut her up. You don't have any free speech. Now, when I saw this article Saturday, I thought it was a joke until I found it in the Swedish newspapers and a bunch of publications here. I was on Infowars.com and saw it. I saw it was the Huffington Post, and I thought it might be their proposal, because that's the kind of stuff they like, or it was a satire piece. But then I remembered that feminists in public schools try to make little kids sit, little boys sit on the toilet because they say it upset, it's bad that men do different things than women. They always have excuses that it's more hygienic or whatever, which I think is pure bull. But the point is that one of the leftist parties in Sweden put forward the proposal in a council that men be made to sit while urinating. I'm not joking. I'm not joking. They're banning soft drinks above 16 ounces and moving to ban popcorn and milk drinks in New York. I'm not joking. They're launching 30,000 armed drones. I'm not joking. They put cancer viruses in the vaccines to kill you and then brag about it. I mean, this is who these people are. Every scumbag who no one wants to be friends with, no one wants to date, no one wants to do business with, no one wants to be around them, no one likes them, everyone hates them, they go and they get into government. Or they're big corporate chiefs who go and merge with government to use government to suck off of us. That's who they are. They are the Legion of Filth. They all deserve the Legion of Filth award. Male representatives of the Sörmland County Council in Sweden should sit rather than stand while urinating in office restrooms, according to a motion advanced by the local left party, known as a socialist and feminist organization. The party claims that seated urination is more hygienic for men. The practice decreases the likelihood of puddles and other unwanted residue forming in the stall. In addition, see, they want to run everything. You know, I was at a pet store, and I mentioned this earlier. I didn't tell the whole story. And I had some fish for my son. He's got a couple fish tanks. And I had one type of fish over here, another type. And this woman's there with her husband, who stood behind her and didn't talk. I could tell she was one of those crazed women, totally unhappy, but just bosses people around all day. And I'm sitting there waiting while they go on and on with this woman in front of us using a check. It goes on and on and on and on. The woman behind the counter shaking and acting all weird. And I'm just like, man, get me out of here. These people are so insecure. And this woman looks at me and she says, she looks at my son disapprovingly, a man out with a son. I'm like, oh, man, this woman's definitely a communist. I knew it was coming. I mean, you can just tell a commie when you see one, you're shaking with hatred. And she goes, what type of fish are those? I'm like, oh, fish. She goes, oh, I see. That's a such and such. That's a such and such. That one will attack that one. And I didn't say anything. She wanted, and she keeps going and going. And it just went, and she starts telling the woman in the counter in front of me, you know the fish he's got will attack the other fish. And it just went on and on with her trying to get the woman behind the counter to henpeck. They wanted to get a double henpecking going, and it just didn't work. It just didn't work because I didn't ever respond to him. I wasn't in the mood to talk to him. You know, it's not my job to say, hey, lady, I got an outside pond. It's not my job to say, hey, my son has multiple fish tanks. It's not my job to tell her, by the way, these fish I'm buying, I'm going to feed to crawdads we've got in a tank. I mean, it's not my job. It's not my job. I'm there with my child, and it's not her child. And she can go straight to Hades. She can shoot her kids up and brain damage them all day. If she wants, she can drink fluoride from sun up till sundown. She can mommy henpeck whoever she wants. She hadn't destroyed my family yet. It just makes me so sick, though. Oh, man, we're in trouble. That woman would take my guns in 5 seconds. She'd put me in a re-education camp faster than you can twinkle your eyes. Let's go ahead and go to this next article. This is at Infowars.com. Excellent report. At Earth Summit, Royal Society and World Wildlife Fund say humanity is an undesirable danger to Earth's ecosystem and our population must be reduced. Yeah, I saw another one over here where they're calling it the Death Summit. They're openly saying kill people. We've got Lord Monckton and Mark Moreno, both from Rio, 20 years after the whole New World Order thing got set up down there. They're both going to be joining us from Rio. What, one of them's Wednesday, the other's Friday. Bilderberg academic henchman preaches austerity for the young. And this is in the BBC, and they go on to say, this is the headline, Why the Young Should Welcome Austerity is the title of the article. And it's all how great it's going to be when they bankrupt everything for our own good. And the guy's a Bilderberg member, so they're kind of coming out in the open now. And they just explained to everybody how great it's going to be. And again, it dovetails with this other article at Earth Summit, Royal Society, and World Wildlife Fund. Humanity is an undesirable danger to Earth's ecosystem. By the way, down there at Rio, I've got another article to stack. You can look this up, where Prince Charles is worshipped as a god. He can barely talk. He's so inbred. The Transylvanian prince, and he's lecturing us we shouldn't be able to travel or take a hot bath. Well, he's got dozens of jet aircraft, private trains, hundreds of palaces. I mean, it's a total joke. And then he lives off government welfare on top of all their private lands and oil companies. I mean, this is it. A twit who can barely talk, lecturing us on how we need to die so he can rule the planet. Hey, I got an idea for you, buddy. Enter Hades like your grandmother did recently, okay? How's that sound? Go where you belong. Get off this plane of existence. How's that sound? I spit on you and your monkey hats, your gold crowns. You're a joke. You're a mentally ill twit, an inbred failure, a piece of garbage. I detest you with every ounce of powerful humanity seething in me. You are a diseased insult to this planet. Oh, here it is, BBC. Rio plus 20, Prince Charles's climate change warning of catastrophic consequences of inaction on issues such as climate change at a U.S. Sustainability Conference in Brazil. Meanwhile, we've got real environmental problems we'll never talk about. Japan public still divided as two reactors to be opened. New York Times, brushing aside widespread public opposition to avoid feared electric power outages. Prime Minister ordered the reactivation of two nuclear reactors at the plant in western Japan on Saturday, making it the nation's first plant to go back online since the crisis last year. This is reactors operating right next to three that are totally smashed and melted down. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, there's some good news here. Border Patrol Group calls for Holder's resignation. The National Border Council, which represents 17,000 of the agency's non-supervisory agents, called Monday for the resignation of Attorney General Eric H. Holder, Jr. for his role in the botched Fast and Furious gun-running operation that resulted in the death of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. And they go on to talk about at least three agents are dead and a bunch of other police as well by the criminal in chief who helped run Oklahoma City, I should add, killed from that little goody. Yeah, they want him to resign. I mean, it's just open criminals. Oh, here's the other article. Death Summit 2012, a window in the 21st century eugenics. Excellent article also at Infowars.com. Gee, I've gone over three stacks. There's like 15 more. Oh, look at this London Telegraph article. UK soldiers sacked days before pension day. And that's how they do it here in the U.S. now, too. You know, you've been in 24 years. You're about to do your 25th year and then get your $12,000 a year stipend. £12,000 in England, folks. You can't live in a rat-infested warren for that. I mean, that won't pay for anything. So, okay, you've spent decades in the military. You're promised all this. And that's just amazing. It's 25 years here. It's 22 years there. And just days before they get their pension, soldiers who have been made redundant were sacked days before they qualified for a full pension. Families of servicemen have complained. Over here, they take your death benefits when you die and then tell you you're unpatriotic if you don't support it. There's nothing these criminals won't do. And again, they've got, through the free market system, unlimited capital for all this. But they signed us on to the $1,000-plus trillion in fake derivatives to make sure it's a lead weight to drag down the economy. They want you bankrupt because that makes you easier to control. All right, here's this video clip. This is out of the Daily Caller. Bill Maher finds six black men to deem Matt Drudge racist. And the reason I'm going to play this is when I caught two black guys being paid off on video at the Capitol, and the state board did say it was illegal, by an anti-gun control group. It's all on video online. Just type Alex Jones catches bribery at state Capitol. I get a call by the Statesman after the video went viral. This is like 12 years ago, back when the internet barely worked for video, but it went viral. Because the NRA actually posted it. And it was in a bunch of newspapers. And I get a call by the Statesman about a week later, the local paper, and they said, Mr. Jones, why do you hate black people? And I said, is this really a reporter for the Statesman? And he said, yeah. And I said, give me your number. I want to call back. I don't believe this is you. This actually happened. And I call back up. And sure enough, it's at the Statesman. They transfer me to the guy. And I'm like, you're really from the Statesman? You call up asking why I hate black people. And he goes, just answer the question, Jones. And I was like, okay, well, what is this about? And he goes, would you have shown that video of the payoff if they wouldn't have been black? And I went, well, of course I would. It's wrong. They were being paid off. And the article opened the next day with Jones denies he's racist. And then the whole article was about, am I a racist because I showed a white guy paying off these two black guys to get up there and go, yo, 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 we're black gang bangers, baby, and we're going to get you if you don't ban the guns, yo. Literally. I mean, they got black guys to go up there and act like gang members, to stereotype black people and say, here's the scary black people, restrict guns, ban under 18, touching guns in Texas was the bill. The bill, they had the votes at the time, was killed because of this. And they literally had the black guys go up there and do an acting job, and then were paid, I don't know, $300-400 a piece, out in a corner area of the Capitol. One of my moles saw the payoff begin and got me. I ran around the corner and caught it on tape and asked them about it. And they spun it that I was a racist. Oh, you don't like government health care? You're a racist. Well, racists don't like Obama's health care plan. I mean, it's a joke. They just throw it out there. And so here is, I mean, Bill Maher's not even really funny. He just does these one-line stupid statements like, look, Drudge, out of, you know, thousands of photos he shows a month on average, why, here's six photos of black people. You know, I mean, if Michael Jordan's team's last in the NBA, you're going to have a photo about it. Or if a mayor gets caught doing, you know, or I remember that article on Drudge. The mayor had said there's too many Asians, and we ought to, you know, basically kick him out of D.C. That's why he was in the news, because he did something that was very offensive, not because Matt Drudge is a racist. And again, they do this to everybody. I've had Nightline here or it was MSNBC, and they go, why don't you like black people, Alex? Yeah, you know, and again, this is what they do. Here's the clip of Bill Maher engaged in defamation.
The problem with racism is Matt Drudge. I picked from Matt Drudge's website, just as over a month, we monitored this, just as a couple, show some of the pictures that were on Matt. There, Mike Tyson, looking like he's going to eat your head. Oh, yes, Louis Farrakhan, because he's so relevant now. Oh, and Marion Barry, he's in the news every day also. Oh, yes, Reverend Wright, because he matters to your life so much. This is who appears on the Drudge Report. Oh, yes, and there's Al Sharpton telling Eric Holder what he should do. And Michael Jordan angry, because that's how we all remember him. This is racism in America.
It is, and it goes back to...
This is racism in America. Thousands of photos, six photos of black people. I mean, there's white people, everybody on there every day. And the idea is you can't show black people who are 12% of the population acting badly or you're a racist. You can't even say it's a racial attack when black people attack white people. Again, that's the political poverty pimp control system right there for you. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Extremely angry at the globalist is that they're so cold-blooded in their operations, and they're so over the top. It's like the Associated Press, you can look it up right now, admits there were 46,000-plus paralyzed or dead children in 2011 in India alone with the UN/Bill Gates vaccine program when they give them the polio vaccine. I mean, at its height in India, back in the 50s and 60s, polio wasn't killing or maiming that many a year. And they're like, but it's a shot, or it's oral. It's good. You're paralyzed now. You're dead now. And it's just like they just move right along. And I see it all over Africa. I see it all over Pakistan, all over Latin America. I mean, it's in the New York Times that the UN lines people up in Africa and just shoots them to take their property. And then I've got to hear Mr. Abortion, Mr. Eugenics, Bill Maher lecture us about how if you show a picture of a black person, you're bad. You're not allowed to report on black people on the news. That's racist. But if you want to kill some black people, hey, baby, knock yourself out. Here's an article. Taliban to U.S. End drone strikes in Pakistan or no more polio vaccines. They're saying they're going to religiously order their people. And it's got, I love how they now even use the new polio cases their vaccines use to push it. The news will even show kids paralyzed by them or dead. There's no end to these people. A Taliban commander in northwest Pakistan has announced a ban on polio vaccines for children as long as the United States continues its campaign of drone strikes in the region, according to a statement by the Taliban. Polio drops will be banned in North Waziristan until the drone strikes are stopped, to the statement released Saturday. Where are the drone salesmen going to sell? They'll just sell here. Almost every resident in North Waziristan has become a mental patient because of the drone strikes, which are worse than polio, the statement continued. On the one hand, the U.S. spends millions of dollars to eliminate polio. Yeah, right. On the other hand, it kills hundreds of us too, with the help of its slave, Pakistan. Pakistan remains one of only three countries that have yet to eradicate polio. Yeah, because they got a UN polio program there. Look it up, folks. They're the ones giving it to people. And you raise this point, it's like they don't want to discuss it. They don't want to have a discussion about it. They don't want to look at it. Look at these articles in the Nanny State. I didn't even get into this. Government website gives dads tips on teaching kids hygiene and how to eat. That's CNS News. Fatherhood.gov. Again, you need the government to tell you how to wash your hands and take care of your kids, because chances are the government broke up your family with its policies beforehand. So just in case there's a father actually with his children, now Big Daddy government will come. Here's another one. Number of stay-at-home dads has doubled in the past decade as Mansession bites. Yeah, big corporations have a preference towards women. And notice all the heroes in movies are women, women, women. And it's not to empower women, folks. It's to make sure you have no family to run to. That is what this is all about, all officially stated by these people in your face. Again, some of the very important articles that we've got at InfoWars.com right now that we need to get out to everybody that we mentioned but didn't get into enough. Death Summit 2012, a window in 21st century eugenics. Apple's iOS 6 includes government override takeover alerts. Google admits that the federal government's ordering it to censor people in the U.S. Also, in his own words, Obama admits that he is a dictator, and a lot more. InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.